The YEG Youth Connect hit the road with a van of resources and supplies throughout Edmonton on March 2nd and 3rd. DeJore Jackson, a steering committee member for the YEG Youth Connect, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network from the iHuman Youth Society on March 2nd, where their van was stationed at the time.
YEG Youth Connect is like a grassroots just kind of group. There's folks that work at several different agencies and resources within the city working with at-risk youth. And we're just doing kind of like a midway point pop-up and accessing or getting resources out to at-risk youth and just letting them know about our upcoming big event that we do every October. We are in our 10th year now of doing YEG Youth Connect. It's a pretty incredible opportunity for all the different agencies that work with at-risk youth to get together and network. And we also provide hot meals, haircuts, all that types of things. So this is just kind of one of those mini pop-up events. We've got goodie bags with like toiletries, stuff like that. We've got bagged lunches today as well, and lots of harm reduction supplies as well.
Jackson said that her team's campaign had been going great.
We were hoping to connect over the 2 days with up to 100 youth. So far, we've almost hit our mark for today. Actually, we're at the 40 mark already. So far, it's been so good.
Jackson also says she's really grateful that she's able to do this type of work and give back to the community.
I'm really grateful to just be working with a group of like-minded individuals. I'm somebody just in general, I like to be of service. And at times in my life, I also needed that type of support. So it just feels really good and important to be a part of bringing that forward and being a responsible community member, really.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.